Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Fan is on your smart speaker. To listen to the home of New York sports, just say, "Hey Alexa, play WFAN."
Little Hotel California intro here for the 8 o'clock hour. On The Fan in New York on a Saturday night, I'm Ricky Ricardo. Been a great, great show so far. Lots of reaction on our Yankee conversation. We musically celebrate two birthdays today. Flea of Red Hot Chili Peppers, who are going back out on tour. They'll be at the Meadowlands in August of next year. And John Mayer celebrates a birthday today. Mayer kind of cooled off after a really hot start to his musical career. I think he became a vocalist for someone else's band, if I'm not mistaken. And the band doesn't come to mind. But when you call 877-337-6666, you'll tell me, "Hey, Ricky, John's now singing with so-and-so." I know he got off to a big start of the solo career and then joined a band as the vocalist. So I trust that one of you will let me know what band that was. Lots of Yankee conversation, too. Let's shift our focus now to the National Football League. And the Giants tomorrow will host a very tough L.A. Ram team with Matthew Stafford, obviously Aaron Donald, and everybody that comes along with that Ram defense. Our buddy Paul Dottino, P-Dot, is our Giants insider. Paul, let's start with, after we spoke last week, that Dallas game with the injuries and everything else. I thought it was a ball game for a half there, but you had the couple of freak injuries. You had the issue with Daniel Jones. And Dallas looked as good as advertised, at least in certain aspects of their game last week.
Yeah, that's true, Ricky. And, of course, by the time you got into the third quarter, the Giants were missing 70% of their offense on the injured list. So it was going to be a massive undertaking if Mike Lennon and company was going to be able to come back. Even saying that, they had an opportunity at a touchdown early in the fourth quarter that could have made it a one-score game. And on the fourth down pass, of course, Tony's foot had slipped a bit. The defensive back was all over him. I would maintain, and I think many would, that there should have been a flag there in the end zone. So the Giants might have had one last gasp at being on a respirator and perhaps still being in that game. But let's not kid ourselves. They were beaten by a Cowboys team that's rolling right now, and the Giants are just the walking wounded.
Speaking of teams that are rolling, another one comes in here tomorrow afternoon, albeit a West Coast team playing. Is that a 1 o'clocker, Paul, it is?
It is. Yeah. It's 10 a.m. body clock time for the Rams.
Exactly. So let's start with that. You know, this is a very, very tough Rams team with a revamped offense and a new quarterback. Let's start with you. Do you think there's any effect on these West Coast teams when they play at 1 o'clock here?
You know, I got to confess to you, Ricky, I don't know when they came into New York. Now, if you recall, they haven't played since Thursday night, October 7th. So they kind of had what they call that mini bye week because they had the primetime game the prior Thursday. So they should be extremely well rested. I don't know what their travel plans were. I'm remiss in that. I apologize. Maybe they did come out a day early. You know, Joe Judge, as a matter of fact, the Giants head coach, believes that if you're going to go west of the Mississippi, you need to go out on Friday for Sunday's game as opposed to Saturday. Some coaches believe you need the 48 hours. Others think you only need 24. I don't know what the Rams did.
All right, let's start with the Rams on offense and what challenges they will present to a Giant defense that has, you know, surprised us, but in a negative way so far this year, in my opinion, Paul.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I was talking to one of the scouts the other day, and I said, look, you've got 14 players who play regularly on defense. I can only count three who have played up to their expectations. Julian Love, Aziz Ojulari, the rookie who's got three sacks, two tackles for a loss, and a forced fumble in his first five NFL games. I think you'd have to say that qualifies as pretty good production and meeting expectations. And then I think Austin Johnson, the defensive tackle, who himself, believe it or not, actually has three sacks. Other than that, I don't think there's another defensive regular who's playing to the back of his football card. And that's not good. Is it any wonder that the Giants' defense is struggling right now, you know, in the bottom 10 in the league, and looking at a very stiff challenge against a Rams team that will wing the ball around the field? Now, don't get me wrong. They will occasionally run, and when they do, they'll go outside zone scheme, which means they'll try to attack the Giants' edges, which have been soft against the run this year. But make no mistake about it, Sean McVay and company, they want to throw the football, and they're not basing everything off a run. It's, if anything, the pass sets up the run. And between Kupp and Woods and Jefferson, and oh yeah, they've got Deshaun Jackson. We all know that guy.
Yes, we do.
Matt Stafford has plenty of people to pick out.
You talk about Deshaun Jackson. That's pure speed that they've got. You know, Cooper Kupp has developed into a top flight receiver. And his rapport, obviously, with Stafford now, it looks like they've been together, you know, for years. Defensively, we know Aaron Donald. We know the stars on this Ram team. Give me some of the challenges for the Giant offense going against what is a tremendous pass rush.
Well, you know what's funny about it, Ricky? We all understand that Leonard Floyd and Aaron Donald are good frontline players. Or just, look, I'm selling Donald short. Donald is an excellent frontline player. And Jalen Ramsey is a cover corner for sure. But here's the surprising part about it. You look at this Rams team, they're giving up 23 points a game. And in all honesty, okay, third down percentage, they are third from the bottom in the National Football League, giving up third downs at 48%. And they're in the bottom third of the NFL in defensive yardage allowed. And they're in the bottom third of the NFL in pressuring the quarterback in terms of pass rush percentage. So I wonder, how good is that defense really, when the key indicators say that they're really not very good? And should we throw in the fact that they're giving up 4.5 yards a carry, which is also in the bottom 10 of the NFL. Look, if it's me, and I know the Giants have not run blocked worth a damn so far this year, and now Saquon Barkley is out with an ankle injury, I'm going to attack that defense, and I'm going to do it through the air. I'm going to go long. I'm going to go medium. I'm going to go short. I'm going to go West Coast style, and I'm going to throw screens and little gadget plays and try to control the ball with the short pass. And I'm going to try to outgun Matthew Stafford, who, yes, is third right now in the National Football League in throwing yardage. I get that. But I think that's the Giants' best chance to win, to literally try to outscore the Rams something like 31-28.
Of the walking wounded, Paul, you know, who dresses tomorrow? Who's a game-time decision? Who will we see in Natsy?
Well, you're not going to see Kenny Golladay. You're not going to see Saquon Barkley. Now, I think Andrew Thomas will be a game-time decision. And then, as we all know, the quarterback, Daniel Jones, we've been talking about this now for a few days. Mm-hmm. He passed all of his tests in the concussion protocol. They gave him the big green check mark, said it was safe and he's clear to go. And head coach Joe Judge has been saying all week that it's out of my hands. If the independent NFL concussion auditors go through the tests with him and they say without any emotional involvement that he is safe to play and safe to go, well, then as head coach, I take my emotions out of it and I play the guy who gives me the best chance to win. So we fully expect to see Daniel Jones starting this game tomorrow. Now, I guess there's still a 1% chance that maybe he didn't feel well today. Who knows? I mean, there's no media involved on the day before the game, as you know, Ricky.
Right.
So none of us were at the Giants walkthrough. So if Daniel Jones experienced any kind of setbacks potentially, dizziness or fatigue or blurred vision or anything, obviously then they would not play him. Now, if it was to the degree that he'd have to be ruled out or questionable, they'd have to announce that to the league. That did not happen. So the assumption is he's healthy enough to go and that he'll go. And I'll tell you, after the way he wobbled off the field in Dallas, that's pretty remarkable.
To come back after just, you know, 6-7 days after that kind of what it looked like to me, I agree with you, Paul. His recovery skills are a top notch, to say the least, if we see him on the field tomorrow. All right,
yes, I will tell you this, though, to be honest with you, Ricky. I have been told from people who spoke with Daniel earlier in the week that even by Tuesday, he was already feeling very good and confident that he'd be able to recover. So this is not a surprise to him.
Okay. Well, look, as long as it's safe, then I have no issue with him being out on the field, and we'll let the experts make that kind of decision, nor you nor I, or we don't play doctors on TV.
All right. No, sir.
All right, let's go over the league on a couple of things. Obviously, I got to get your take on the whole Gruden situation. You know, we've been around John Gruden for a long, long time. Unfortunate, to say the least. I still don't think this whole thing is over with all those other emails from the Washington football team. But it's a situation, it's a black eye on the NFL, no pun intended,
yeah.
and a very unfortunate situation, especially with a team that got off to a decent start. They, you know, had a hiccup the last couple of weeks, did the Raiders. But, you know, this football team had reacted well to John Gruden this year. The quarterback was his neighbor out in Las Vegas, and Derek Carr was playing good football. And now everything's just been thrown into a big bowl of mess here with this franchise.
No, that's true, Ricky, and you know how much I love the NFL, and I love this game, and, you know, I hate to see any mud against the wall that tarnishes pro football. So, obviously, it's a bad, bad, bad look, and you hate to see it. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think if you really wanted any kind of curiosity, to be said or vocalized about this, the timing certainly does seem a little strange in that, you know, John Gruden and the Raiders, that first few years upon their reunion, wasn't working out so well. And then this year, they got off to a really good start. And it looked like they may be going somewhere. And I wonder, you know, exactly when they had their hands on this, because the timing of the release of the information, which really kind of rocked the boat out there in Vegas, I don't know. How coincidental is that? I think, Ricky, that's about the only comment that I really have on this whole thing, because it is ugly and nobody wants to see it. But I do think the timing is rather curious.
It is rather interesting. And we'll see, because there are others that are pushing the league to expose some more of these other emails. I don't know, you know, what the commissioner said, that the matter is closed. You know, game, set, match, it's over. I'm not sure that it is over, and unfortunately, this thing may get dragged out over, you know, the course of the remainder of the regular season. I hope not.
Yeah.
Because like you said, Paul, you know, it's mud against the wall against the league that is thriving, obviously. But something tells me we haven't heard the end of this. The Eagles already had their game. I did it on Thursday night. I'll tell you what, Paul, and I would love to get your take on it. You've seen Brady here in the last year or two. I've never seen Brady throw the football better than what I saw live, up close and personal on Thursday night. And then to see him in the post-game press conference, you know, he's a 44-year-old man who looks and plays like a man who's in his 20s.
I agree with you, Ricky. He has had a renaissance, and I don't know if my memory goes back another 10 years or so, but I tell you what, I'm inclined to agree with you. He certainly hasn't thrown the ball anything like this over the last several years. Maybe it's that beautiful sunshine down in Florida that's kind of helping him out a little bit, soaking up those rays. I don't know what it is. Maybe they got some funny Gatorade down there. But I'll tell you one thing for sure. That guy doesn't look like he is anywhere near retirement. And I'm shocked. And truth be told, Ricky, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk when he first signed with Tampa Bay. But if you recall that offseason, the Bucs were coming off a horrendous performance by their offensive line. that had basically gotten Jameis Winston battered to scrambled eggs into a pulp. Yeah. I mean, he was an absolute disaster. They had to scotch tape him together just to be able to get out of there. And I was thinking to myself, what is Brady doing? 40-plus years old, those old creaky bones, behind that offensive line, he's not going to last even through the midpoint of the season. I was so sure that he was going to wind up injured and battered, and it was going to be kind of one of those Johnny Unitas, Y.A. Tittle things at the end of their careers where it really looked sad and ugly and you felt bad for him. Well, that's not what happened, is it? No. All of a sudden, that offensive line decided that they were going to play like a brick wall, and now here they are, you know, defending their Super Bowl championship, and he's looking as good as ever. I just think it's amazing.
I tell you what, Paul, as you know, the Eagles have – the one thing about the Eagles, they have a tremendous defensive front, and they put pressure on the quarterbacks. Tom Brady could have played that game Thursday night in a tuxedo – with a bow tie and did not get one speck of dust on him. The Eagles couldn't get to him.
I don't understand specifically when you look at that Buccaneers offensive line, and I'm not trying to disparage anybody. I know Wirfs came out as a highly touted rookie, and they decided they were going to play him over there at the right tackle spot right from the get-go because they really didn't have a choice. They needed to roll the dice. And he's paid off well for them for the most part. I mean, he's had a few blips and a little bit of injuries, but he's played pretty well for the most part over the first year and a half. But really, Ali Marpet, you know, coming up from Division III like he was, what a find that turned out to be as a second-round pick. And Donovan Smith, oh, I'm sorry, but, you know, for the bulk of his early career, looked like nothing more than a journeyman. And decided last year all of a sudden that he's got a great quarterback back there that he's got to protect and he's got to turn from Clark Kent into Superman? I don't get it. But somehow it's worked out for them.
They could be on their way to another NFC championship. Barring injury, they'd be my pick right now. Paul, good luck tomorrow. Have a good time, my friend. Enjoy the game. We'll talk again soon.
Anytime, Ricky. Always good to speak with you.
All right. Paul DeTino, our own P-Dot. Giants insider. We'll see. We'll see if they get into a shootout. He wants to get into a shootout with the Rams and Matthew Stafford, thinking that might be, you know, the best way to attack that football team. We'll see if they can do it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.